God in the name of the Most High.
All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. With the month of Ramadan being around the corner, this great month and blessed month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, upon me, and upon the Muslim ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. All those who believe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed upon you fasting the way He did on the previous nations before you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. So at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is expecting an outcome out of your fasting. And the outcome that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants out of your fasting is that you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The outcome that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants out of fasting is that we have and gain taqwa. For us to gain taqwa, we need to be prepared for taqwa. We need to be prepared for the month of taqwa. We need to be prepared for the month of Ramadan. With the month of Ramadan only being days away, it is a great opportunity for us right now to start preparing ourselves for the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless this ummah and start the month of Ramadan. It's so important, so crucial for us to be ready before the month of Ramadan, for us to get the most out of the month of Ramadan. One of the biggest problems that we've got is that we start preparing ourselves for the month of Ramadan when the month of Ramadan begins. And that's a big mistake. Only days to go for the month of Ramadan. Let us prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan from now. And let us start doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see from us in the month of Ramadan, before the month of Ramadan, so we could make the most out of the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is a month that needs a lot of preparations before it. A lot of preparations. For us to get the most out of this month, we need to be well prepared before it. Like the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Like the Salaf al-Salih. Like our predecessors, in which they used to prepare themselves for the month of Ramadan 6 months before the month of Ramadan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see an outcome out of fasting. And that outcome is taqwa. And what's taqwa? Taqwa is not just about doing the good thing. Before you do the good thing, you need to keep away from the bad thing. That's what taqwa. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam gives an advice to one of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu and says to him, اتَّقِ الْمَحَارِمَ تَكُنْ أَعْبَدَ النَّاسِ. Keep away from the haram, you'll be the best and the greatest worship in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa is not about initiating good deeds. Taqwa is about keeping away from the bad deeds. Taqwa is about refraining away from the haram. Taqwa is about keeping away from the evil actions. And if there's one thing that we should be doing from now, is to correct our intention and stop the haram. Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan is a month that we start a lot of good deeds and we initiate a lot of good deeds. We start fasting and we increase from our prayers and attendance of our masjid and reading the Quran Kareem and giving sadaqat and donations and do so many good deeds. But before we initiate the good deeds, we need to stop the bad deeds. That's taqwa. So remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned in the Quran Kareem. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyamu, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. All those who believe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had prescribed upon you fasting the way He did on the previous nations before you, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so you could acquire taqwa. Acquire taqwa before the month of Ramadan, so you could achieve the highest taqwa in the month of Ramadan, so you could be from the muttaqeen after the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your fasting, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who gain and earn taqwa before the month of Ramadan, in the month of Ramadan, after the month of Ramadan. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I wanna be in Jannah. Every Muslim dreams to be up in Jannah. A pious person's destiny. Inshallah in Jannah.